as I said, you'd if you killed a beef, maybe you'd give part of it to your man on the farm, or you'd take part, because our family was small. But I've heard my mother say that John, who used to be a farmer that lived on our place for years, said his smokehouse had more meat in it than they do at the store now. That you never went up there unless in the fall after he got his hogs killed, he'd probably have 20 hams. And that's not the shoulders. I mean, that's hams. And you had a smokehouse and you just hung it out there. And it was all dried and protected. Then you'd hang, you'd put newspapers around it, and then put a tow sack on it and hang it from a wire dam, and so it was protected. And you usually, your meat in the summer, in the winter time, now we hung ours out on the porch. We didn't have a smokehouse. And in the summer, we took it to the basement, what you had left. You didn't usually have anything left. Meat, what farmers didn't carry, what farmers did was they had enough meat through the winter. In the summer, they had to buy fat back at the store.
Now, what part is the fat back?
That's your bacon that's down the fatty end. And usually hogs that they killed back then were, they wanted them just as fat as they could be so they could render lard and have what they call fat back.
Now, what did you feed your hogs? Anything special before you butchered them maybe?
Well, you let them run. If you had a woods pasture, you let them run out. And you, some of it, which didn't make very good meat or good lard, they'd eat all the nuts, hickory nuts and stuff like that. But your lard was always yellow.
From the hickory nuts?
From the hickory nuts. If you were really progressive, you put it up in a pen and fed it corn, your own corn that you raised.
And that would change that color, right?
You had good white fat. But you could tell a hickory nut fed hog differed from a corn hog, one that had just run out.
Now, what is a razorback exactly?
That I don't know.
Is it just any wild pig, or?
That's what the name originated from, I think. A wild hog. And I suppose that they used to have them in this region. They say they still got them down in the marshes, a few in southern Arkansas. But that was another little thing, that when we had a free open stock range here in the city, somebody just happened to be going through Salem. And this little red-headed boy, he was my age, and his father owned a store, but he was stepping down the steps on the square, and these people were going through, and I guess they thought it was funny. Anyway, the pig was in the middle of the street laying down, and he was red-headed and barefooted. And they said, "Would you step over here, my pig? Let us take your picture." And he did. And they took it. And now he's a sergeant in California.
That's funny.
But we all teased him about that.
Well, I guess you kept, you've mentioned chickens, I guess you kept other fowl also that you would eat.
We didn't. They did on farms, I guess. But we always had chickens, and you raised your own chickens.
How'd you kill those chickens when you got ready to eat one?
Well, my mother did that. You wrung their neck.
Yeah.